This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Welcome back to Greenville High School. Starting lineups being announced as we speak. We'll give them to you as well. For the Gillespie Miners of Coach Kevin Gray, it'll be a 5'4 senior, Hannah Barrett, a 5'4 senior, Grace Bertolino, a 5'7 senior, Michaela Hayes, a 5'11 senior, Sydney Byers, and a 5'10 senior, Keaton Link. So it'll be Barrett, Bertolino, Hayes, Byers, and Link, five seniors starting for Coach Kevin Gray, and the 2-4 Gillespie Lady Miners. For the Greenville Comets of Coach Colin Dothiger, they'll start a 5'5 junior, Brooklyn Suzuki, a 5'9 junior, Abby Susenbach, a 5'9 senior, Natalie Iberg, a 5'11 senior, Gwen Mitchell, and a 5'11 sophomore, Lily Funneman. So it will be Suzuki, Susenbach, Iberg, Mitchell, and Funneman starting for Colin Dothiger and the 4-2 Greenville Comets. We will start the game not with a jump ball, as is normally the case, but instead with the visiting team taking the ball out of bounds at the sideline opposite the scorer's table. Both teams getting their final instructions before we're ready to begin this action. The Gillespie Miners decked out in their black uniforms with their orange numerals and orange and white trim. The Greenville Comets, they're decked out in their all-white uniforms with the dark blue lettering and numerals. Both teams break their huddles. As we sit here on the north end of the gym, up in the balcony, the Gillespie Miners will have the ball first, and they will head the opposite way. Barrett heading south as they'll set up against a 1-2-2 zone. Pass comes over on the wing to Bertolino. Bertolino tries to dribble down the lane. It's not there, so she'll work a little bit of a weave. Giving the ball off to Hayes. Michaela picks her dribble up, gets the ball to Byers. Back to Hayes. Now they'll go inside. Almost lost that. Keaton Link got the handle, though. She'll maintain possession, get it over to Barrett. Barrett going to try a three. Nope, off the iron, no good. Fighting for the rebound, it'll be Abby Susenbach with the rebound. Now back the other way. It's Susenbach with the ball. She's going to head down the lane. And the foul's going to be called against the Miners on a reach-in. This foul will go against Sydney Byers. It'll be her first, team's first. Back down the lane go the Comets quickly. Shot's no good. Looking for the rebound. Almost had control, but as Susenbach tried to gain control of it, she bounced it on the end line. So it'll go back over to Gillespie. Just about a minute into this one, we are scoreless. Over on the wing, it'll be Michaela Hayes. Hayes looks to Byers. Byers at the elbow over on the right side. She'll kick it left side. Now inside to Link. Link spins. Shot's not there. She'll kick it out to Bertolino. Bertolino says, let's reset the offense. As she does so, Byers is sitting there as the postman on the elbow. I should say postwoman, I guess. Long three-point attempt comes up short. However, coming up with a rebound is Sydney Byers, and so the Miners will maintain possession. Byers with the ball over on the right side. She'll skip the pass all the way across the other side. Barrett's shot, no good, coming up with yet another rebound. Abby Susenbach, two times down the floor, two rebounds for Susenbach. She has the ball over on the left, or the right wing, excuse me. She'll give it up top to Gwen Mitchell. Mitchell looking to set the offense up, gives it to Iberg. Iberg swings it back to the other side to Suzuki. Back to Iberg. Down they'll go to the low post. Off the glass. Up and off. Just would not fall for Lily Funneman. That thing did everything but roll in. Still scoreless 2 minutes into this one. Miners with the ball heading down the other way. Bertolino with the ball on the dribble. She wants to spin away. Almost spins into a double team. She's able to get the ball off to Barrett. Barrett looks inside. She'll go to Bertolino inside. Now off to Hayes. And back it comes to Link. Stolen away. The Comets go the other way. Layup is up. Off the iron, no good. Neither team can find the range on the basket tonight. As that time, it was Suzuki who made the drive. Got a little bit hesitant on the shot. It would not go. Oh, Byers with a nice pass, but it was a little bit too hot to handle for Link. And now Greenville will bring it back. 5:20 to go first quarter. We're still scoreless. With the ball is Iberg up top. She'll swing it over on the wing to Mitchell. Mitchell back up to Iberg, back to Mitchell. Now down in the corner it'll go as they'll get it off to Funneman. Swing it around the perimeter. Now inside, Byers got the hand on it, and the Miners come away with it. Turnover number one on, I can't say GHS tonight. Both teams are GHS. It was on the Comets. Back the other way, a nice feed inside. The basket's up and good by Bertolino, and that is our first points of the night. Gillespie's up 2-0 as we head inside the 5-minute mark. Back the other way, it's Mitchell down the lane. Got caught in traffic. Going to be a blocking foul called against the Miners. Ooh, they're going to call that one on Byers, and I believe that's going to be Byers' second foul. If it is on her, nope. I guess they call that one on 34. Okay, we'll take that. One foul on her, one foul on Byers, one foul on Link, one timeout coming. 2-0, Miners with the lead at the 4:44 mark of quarter number one. You're listening to WSMI. 4:44 showing on the first quarter clock. 2-0, the Miners have the only points of the contest thus far. I want to remind you, a very busy week of basketball coming your way this week on the WSMI family of stations. Tomorrow night, Fighting Illini basketball coming your way as Illinois is at Michigan State. 5 o'clock start on WAOX 105.3 The Ox. Wednesday we'll have another girls doubleheader. Both games will be live. Carlinville at Southwestern comes your way live at 5:30, followed by Litchfield at Gillespie live at 7 o'clock. Thursday more Illini basketball, Nebraska at Illinois. And a big doubleheader both Friday and Saturday we'll get to later because we're ready to go back to live action. Inbound pass comes in to Mitchell. And she's tied up by Byers under the basket. Alternating possession will give the ball to the Comets, so there'll be no turnover there as they'll maintain possession. Susan Bach will inbound. She'll get the ball in to Mitchell. Mitchell goes across the lane and kicks it out to Iberg. Iberg with a long three will not go. Another jump ball. Again, Mitchell and Byers. This time it'll go to the Miners. And so with 4:30 to go here in the first quarter, 2-0 is the Miners' lead. Barrett brings the ball down, takes it over on the left side. A triple stack there on the left side of the lane. She'll swing it back over to Hayes on the other side. Hayes going to kick it off to Bertolino. Bertolino for a baseline pass to Keaton Link, and Link drills that one for her first 2 points of the game. Makes it 4-0. Link with a nice baseline jumper there. Now back the other way, trying to go inside. Foul going to be called on the Miners on the reach-in. This one's going to go against Keaton Link, and she's going to pick up her second. So Link has two, Byers has one here in the early going. Halfway through quarter number one, Coach Kevin Gray going to have to go to the bench. Long jumper up, and good! Excellent three-point shot by Natalie Iberg as she gets bottom of the net, and that draws the Comets to within one. Waiting to come in, Madison Niemeyer at the next stoppage of play as she'll replace Link with those two fouls. Over on the wing, it'll go to Hayes. Hayes goes back up top to Link. Link takes a shot because she knows her time on the floor may be limited here shortly. She misses it. The Comets come away with a rebound. They trail by one. As Brooklyn Suzuki sets up the offense. Over on the wing, she'll go to Iberg. Iberg down in the corner gives it to Susenbach. Back to Iberg, firing a long three. Oh, caught the iron, kicked all the way over, and out of bounds. It'll go over to the Miners. With the stoppage of play, Madison Niemeyer comes into the game, as we said. And Keaton Link will have a seat with those two fouls. 3:10 to go, first quarter, 4-3. Gillespie with the lead, Gillespie with the ball. Hannah Barrett on the dribble, a 1-2-2 zone defense there. Actually, it's a 2-3 matchup, it looks like. Into Byers they'll go. She loses control, tries to kick it back outside. It goes off the hands of Niemeyer for turnover number 3 on the Miners. So the Comets will inbound with 2:56 to go here in the first quarter. They trail 4-3. Suzuki brings the ball down. She'll look over on the wing. Nope, she's looking to the post. Not there. So she'll go over to the right wing. Dish it off to Iberg. Iberg back to the other side. Gives it off to Susenbach. Ooh, had a loose ball there, and it looked like the Miners came up with it. As it did, there was a trip, and I believe we have an injured gal down, and you know when they grab that lower leg, worried about the knee. It's Abby Susenbach, the 5'9 junior. And she's turned over now. She's sitting up, got her knees bent, got the trainer there and the coach there. She's just kind of taking inventory. So scared when those knees become involved. So Grace Bertolino is okay. She tied up with Susenbach on the play, but Bertolino walks off under her own steam. And replacing her in the lineup will be, let's see, who was that over there? Okay. That will be Shelby Taylor. Taylor, we understood, had rolled her ankle, but she comes into the action. Pass inside, no good. And the Comets come away with it. So Bertolino has headed off to the locker room to take inventory and see how that knee is. We hope she's all right. In the meantime, a pass intended for Susenbach goes out of bounds. Turnover number 2 on Greenville gives the ball back to the Miners. They lead 4-3 with 2:15 to go here, first quarter. Taylor brings the ball up on the dribble. She will set up as the point guard now. And an errant pass goes out of bounds. It'll be another turnover on the Miners. They have committed 4 here in the first 6 minutes of the contest. Katie Campbell just into the lineup, a 5'10 freshman for Greenville. She'll bring the ball up the floor. Over on the wing, they'll get it to Iberg. Going back up top to Funneman. Now to Iberg for 3. Off the iron, no good. Chasing it down, however, is Gwen Mitchell. Long shot, long rebound. Mitchell chased it down well. Now she's got the ball in the lane. She'll turn, kick the ball back outside. Loose ball, and it's recovered by Campbell, and the Comets will maintain possession. Off to Funneman, over on the left wing now. Funneman picks up her dribble, tries the bounce pass inside. She's able to get it to Mitchell, who swings the ball all the way across to Iberg over on the other side. Now inside, reverse layup is up, and no good by Susenbach. On the rebound, however, Katie Campbell gets the putback to go, and she'll go to the line to attempt to complete the old-fashioned three-point play. Foul's going to go against Niemeyer. That will be Madison's first. Katie Campbell, the 5'10 freshman, has 2, looking to complete the three-point play. She can't. Off the iron hard, Taylor comes up with the rebound. Quickly, she heads down the other way. She's going to go all the way, Euro step to the hole, won't go. On the rebound is Abby Susenbach. She'll give the ball off to Natalie Iberg, who brings the ball up as we approach the final minute of the first quarter. 5-4, Comets with the lead. They try to go inside, up and off the glass. Susenbach gets 2. Nice play there. Given the go, works to perfection. Susenbach, with her first 2 points, makes it 7-4 Greenville. Taylor sets the offense up. She goes over to the left side, pulls back out. Picks her dribble up, tries to go inside, forces it in, shots up. No good by Hannah Barrett. Coming up with the rebound is Gwen Mitchell. Down to the final 30 seconds of the first quarter. Greenville, who trailed most of the first quarter, has it here surged ahead 7-4 in the final minute of quarter number 1. They're going to hold on and wait for one shot as Iberg's holding the ball out between the circles. She'll now dribble over to her right. We get inside. 10 seconds we go. Off on the wing it goes to Funneman. Too early to shoot, so she gives the ball back up. Off to Iberg it goes. Iberg looking for cutters inside. Down to 3. She may or may not get a shot off. Quickly, she'll pass the ball off to Mitchell, but Mitchell can't get the shot off in time. And the first quarter comes to an end with Greenville holding a 7-4 lead over Gillespie after one period of play here at Gillespie High School. We'll be back after these messages. You're listening to WSMI. Quarter number two about ready to get underway, as it would appear that Grace Bertolino has returned to the bench, although she's not in the game right now. Yes, she is in the game. She has reported in as we start the second quarter action. So hopefully she is none the worse for the wear, having twisted that knee earlier. Iberg for three. Rattles it around, and it finally goes down. Iberg gets bottom of the net. Her second tray of the day makes it 10-4 in favor of Greenville. Taylor with the ball, takes it over on the wing. Now they'll go inside to Byers. Byers goes back up top, and she'll give it off to Bertolino. Bertolino to Taylor. Taylor now off to Emily Schoen, just in the ball game. Baseline drive, reverse layup, and it's good. Excellent play there by Emily Schoen as she came into the ball game and showed she was none the worse of the wear for coming up with that one. Nice reverse layup. Her first 2 points of the ball game makes it 10-6. Mitchell with the ball down in the corner. Now they'll go back up top, giving off to Funneman. Funneman to Mitchell. She'll drive baseline. She's shut off there by Niemeyer, so they'll swing it back to the top. Iberg with it. She'll reverse it over to Susenbach. Now down to Mitchell low. Iberg gets it up top for a long three. Shoots it a little bit too long. Fight for the rebound. Byers comes away with it. Byers gives it off to Taylor, and the Miners will head the other way, trailing now 10-6. Into the corner, long pass is deflected. Out of bounds, they're going to say last touched by the Comets. Katie Campbell there did a good job of getting a hand on that one and deflecting it out of bounds. Bertolino will trigger it inbounds, looking for cutters. She's going to have a 5-second count. No, she got it in just in time. Now the pass inside to Byers. Byers tried to return pass, and it goes right into the hands of the Comets. Turnover number five on the Gillespie Miners. Iberg is spinning. Now she'll give the ball off to Hayes. Hayes back to Iberg. Iberg gives off on the wing to Susenbach, and Susenbach drives the right side. It's up, and it's good for Abby Susenbach, who picks up her fourth point. Makes it 12-6. 2 minutes into quarter number two. Greenville with a six-point lead. Miners with the ball. Another baseline drive. Oh, tried to pass out of it and threw the ball away. This time the baseline was cut off, so when she tried to pass it across, there was Mitchell to come up with a steal. Now it went over to Funneman. Funneman will take it back up top between the circles and give it off to Mitchell. Mitchell's going to drive the lane. Pump fake up. Comes up short. Byers with some good defense there. However, Katie Campbell comes up with the rebound. So the Comets maintain possession of the ball, and then as they try to throw it inside, Susenbach's pass is deflected and stolen by the Miners. Three turnovers on Greenville. Coach Kevin Gray says, I think I want a timeout. 12-6 Greenville over Gillespie, 5:22 to go till halftime. You're listening to WSMI. Jennifer Graham, our producer, back in the studio. She's doing double duty again tonight, having taken care of game number one tonight between Hillsboro and Carlinville. And this, our second game of the Monday night girls doubleheader, Gillespie and Greenville. Greenville has a 12-6 lead as we come out of the timeout. Gillespie has the ball. They'll go inside to Byers. No, I'm sorry, that wasn't Byers there. That pass went inside to Emily Schoen, who got the shot to drop. Schoen has four. 4 points for Schoen. 12-8 is the score at the five-minute mark. Greenville takes it back to the baseline on the other side. They'll roll around and put it down. Addie Susenbach. Good ball movement there as they went through the post to the mid post to the low post. 6 points for Susenbach. 14-8 is the Greenville lead. Bertolino swings it over to Hayes. Hayes gets it into Taylor. Taylor tries to pass it inside, and it is going to be knocked out of bounds by the Comets. So it's going to be Gillespie ball, but not until we have our mask timeout. 4:36 to go to halftime. 14-8, Greenville with the lead. Gillespie will have the ball when we come back on WSMI. Well, we said that it was going to be a busy week in the sports department for WSMI, WAOX, this week. Tomorrow night, Illinois is at Michigan State. You can hear that live action at 5 o'clock on WAOX 105.3, The Ox. On Wednesday, we'll have another girls' doubleheader. Both games will be live, as we'll have Carlinville Lady Cavaliers at Southwestern taking on the Lady Birds. That live contest comes your way at 5:30 on WSMI FM 106.1 and WSMIRadio.com. That will be followed by the live broadcast of the Litchfield Lady Purple Panthers and these Gillespie Lady Miners. That game comes your way live at 7 o'clock on WSMI FM 106.1 and WSMIRadio.com. Thursday, Nebraska at Illinois, 5 o'clock on the Ox. Friday, a doubleheader. It'll be boys, Litchfield at Hillsboro at 7:30, followed by girls, Hillsboro at Litchfield. Both of those games coming your way on WSMI 106. And then Saturday, high school doubleheader, Litchfield at North Mac, live at 2:30. These will be boys' games on Saturday. And then Hillsboro at Lincolnwood coming your way live at 6 o'clock on Saturday. Miners get the ball. They have the ball taken away, and back the other way, it's Natalie Iberg, who picks up a bucket that isn't a three. After scoring 2 threes, she now has a two. Give her 8 points, and that 8 points is what the Miners, or what the Comets lead by right now. Greenville 16, Gillespie 8, as we approach the halfway mark of quarter number two. Over on the wing, it'll go to Michaela Hayes. Hayes swings it back the other side to Bertolino. Bertolino drives down the left side. Decides that's not open. She'll spin, then drive back down. Now she's getting herself into a double team. She'll pull out and give the ball off to Hayes at the head of the key. Hayes swings it over to the other side to Hannah Barrett. Barrett not sure where to go with it, so she'll drive into the lane, then kick it out and give it off to Bertolino for three. That rattles around, won't go down, but there is Barrett to come up with a rebound. Miners maintain. Good pass to the inside. Shot will not go. As Keaton Link in the ball game had a look, but that simply would not go far. Now going to be a foul called against the Miners, as Byers will replace Link in the lineup, as Link has just picked up her third foul. So Keaton Link, leading scorer for the Miners, averaging just under 10 points a game. She'll be seated for the rest of the half, I'm sure, with those three fouls. Pass onto the wing is deflected out of bounds by Michaela Hayes. Hayes with some good hustle on the defense. And now Coach Dothiger wants a substitute, as he's going to let Funneman have a rest, and he'll bring Brooklyn Suzuki back into the lineup. Suzuki in, Funneman out. Comets with the ball to Iberg. Iberg swings it back over to Suzuki. She'll set it up out high near the midcourt circle. Breyers almost comes away with the steal. Now she does. She stayed with it. That determination paid off. Back the other way it goes. Up and good by Grace Bertolino. She'll get the 2 points, but Breyers' defense is what it got everything started. She had the steal. She gets the assist as she had the lead pass to the basket. Now back the other way. Hayes knocks the ball out of bounds. 2:53 showing on the second quarter clock, 16-2. Comets with the lead and the ball. They'll get it inside to Mitchell. She'll go into the lane, then pull out and give the ball off to Suzuki. Her three-pointer no good. Off the glass, Byers comes up with the rebound. She kicks it over to Hayes, and Hayes will bring the ball down on the dribble. Hayes, lob pass, a little bit of a lazy pass, and they're going to say it was last touch by the Miners. And so the ball will go back over to Greenville, and that was just a little bit of a nonchalant on the pass. 7 turnovers on the Miners. With the ball is Iberg. Iberg into Mitchell. Mitchell into the lane. Up and off the glass, comes up short. Fighting for the rebound, it's Susenberg. Susenberg gives the ball back up top. Now they'll go all the way around. Nice pass. 3 quick passes. Mitchell with a shot from the elbow. It won't go, but the rebound is good for Abby Susenbach. Don't look now, but Susenbach has put together a good second quarter. 6 in the quarter, 8 in the game. That 8 points is the lead for the Comets as they lead 18-10. Back the other way, Hayes looking to go inside. Now she'll fire up a 3 as it comes back to her. It won't go. And there's Mitchell to come away with the rebound. Gwen Mitchell, the 5'11 senior, getting her share of rebounds at both ends of the floor. Now Iberg gives the ball off to Suzuki. Suzuki looks for cutters, waits till the corner opens up, and that's Susenberg with the ball. Back up top, it'll go to Mitchell. Mitchell drives, left side, off the glass, and good. Gwen Mitchell, her first 2 points of the game. She averages about 13 points a game, leading scorer for the Comets. And all the way till the final 90 seconds of the second quarter before she gets her first two on the board. Now a steal as the Miners a little bit lazy again, passing the ball into the post, and the Comets collapse and take the ball away. Suzuki with the ball, looking inside. Nobody's there. She watches and sees Campbell. Campbell finally gets the ball. Now we go baseline, and in a haste to get to the basket, Susenberg shuffled those feet before she put the ball on the floor. Susenberg will now have a seat, and Lily Funneman, the 5'11 sophomore, will replace her in the Comet lineup. 20-10, the Comets have doubled up the Miners with a minute to go here in the first half. Taylor dribbles the ball over to the left side. Looks like she's none the worse wear for that rolled ankle that she had earlier. Oh, nice pass as she gets the ball inside. That one goes off to Schoen. Shot won't go. And now as they try to get the rebound and go back in, Taylor's pushed to the floor. And 42 is going to get the call. That'll be Gwen Mitchell picking up her first, I believe. That's only two fouls on the Comets here in the first half. Pass comes in to Byers. Byers gives the ball back to Bertolino. Bertolino with a nice pass inside as she finds Schoen there. And as Schoen tries to make the move to the basket, she has the ball stripped. Tell you what, these Comets are very aggressive on that interior defense. They really get their hands in there, very pesky in the passing lanes. It has resulted in 9 turnovers on the Miners, and with 20 seconds to go, Comets playing for the final shot of the first half. They lead 20-10. Mitchell with the ball. Up top it goes to Iberg. Iberg on the dribble as we hit the 10-second mark. She'll dribble over to the left side. Now they'll bring it back on the opposite side. Now swing it over for Iberg for a three. Nope. Off the front iron. Off the brace on the backboard. Out of bounds. It'll be Miners ball with only 1.1 seconds to go. They'll get it to Bertolino. She won't even get a shot off. As we have come to halftime, and after two quarters of play here at Greenville High School, it is the Greenville Lady Comets 20 and the Gillespie Lady Miners 10. Back some halftime stuff after these messages on WSMI. Well, as we said, a lot of action coming your way this week on the WSMI family of stations. Tomorrow night is Fighting Illini basketball. Illinois is at Michigan State. 5 o'clock, WAOX, 105.3, the Ox. Wednesday, another girls' high school doubleheader. Both the games will come to you live Wednesday. It'll be Carlinville at Southwestern, live at 5:30 on WSMI 106.1 and WSMIRadio.com. That'll be followed by Litchfield at Gillespie. That game coming your way live at about 7 o'clock on WSMI FM 106. Thursday, Nebraska's at Illinois. That one comes your way on the Ox. 105.3 The Ox at 5 o'clock. Friday, a doubleheader. We'll have the boys, Litchfield at Hillsboro boys game at 7:30 on the air, followed by the girls game, Hillsboro at Litchfield about 9 o'clock. Both those games on WSMI 106.1, WSMIRadio.com. Then Saturday, another boys doubleheader, Litchfield at North Mac, live at 2:30. Hillsboro at Lincolnwood, live at 6 o'clock. Both of those games on WSMI FM 106 and WSMIRadio.com. And finally, of course, the Fighting Illini on Saturday. Illinois is at Wisconsin, a noon contest that you can hear on WAOX 105.3, The Ox. And, of course, if you can't remember all that, not a problem. Just go to WSMIRadio.com for all of the latest updates on our sports broadcasting schedule. Third quarter action just underway. Gillespie coming at us. They'll get the ball and bring it inside. Shot goes up by Keaton Link. It will not go. And the Miners miss their first opportunity to cut into that 10-point deficit. Now back at the other end, it's Suzuki with the ball over on the right wing. Oh, she goes inside to Funneman. Nice pass there. Funneman then finds a cutter going baseline. But as they try the pass, it is Byers coming up with the steal. turnover number 6 on Greenville. Back the other way, it'll be Michaela Hayes on the dribble. She'll stop on the dribble and pick it up and send it over to Barrett. Hannah goes into the corner to Bertolino. Bertolino thought about the baseline jumper over there for 3, but instead she'll dribble back out, set the offense back up. She'll give the ball off to Michaela Hayes, who gives it right back to Bertolino, to Byers in the high post. Off it goes on the low post. Shots up by Keaton Link. Can't get the shot to drop, and there's Mitchell coming up with yet another rebound for the Comets of Greenville. Back the other way, it's Suzuki with the ball into the corner. She'll go to Susenbach. Susenbach will drive and give it off to Mitchell at the free throw line. Over on the wing, it goes to Iberg. Iberg goes inside, and they'll get it down to Funneman low. Now back up top to Mitchell, to Suzuki. Far 3, will not go. Mitchell comes up with the rebound. She'll go into the lane, off the glass, no good. Gets a rebound, off the glass, and puts it back in. Gwen Mitchell, the 5'11 senior with her second bucket of the night, give her 4 points, make it 22-10. Greenville with the lead, Gillespie with the ball. Barrett comes down, almost a double dribble. She got away with it. Now she tries to pass it. It's deflected and stolen. Getting the ball is Suzuki. She'll give the ball off to Iberg. Iberg with a drive. It won't go. Rebound comes away to the Miners as Grace Bertolino. She'll go all the way. Now she'll stop. Now she'll kick the ball off to Link. Now up top it'll go to Bertolino. Now into the corner it goes to Hayes. Hayes swings it back, tries to go inside, forced it. Turnover number 10. Tell you what, Greenville does not let you get the ball inside very well. They really cut down on those post passes and especially the passes to the baseline. Mitchell with a nice skip pass finds Funneman. Funneman's shot will not go. Byers comes up with a nice rebound. Good quick pass there. Skip pass into the lane on the left side from the right wing. But the Miners come away with the ball. And it is Hayes with the ball giving it off to Barrett. Barrett looking for cutters. Link cut out to the corner. Now the Byers at the elbow. Her shot's off the iron. No good. Funneman comes away with the rebound for the Comets. They'll head back the other way as we hit the 5-minute mark of the third quarter. 22-10. Only 2 points of the third quarter have been scored by the Comets, Gwen Mitchell. Now with the ball is Funneman. Funneman goes up top, giving the ball to Iberg. Iberg goes inside to Funneman. Funneman with a nice pass to Susenberg on the baseline. They'll kick the ball back out top to Mitchell. Mitchell's going to bring it up on a dribble. She'll pick up that dribble. Now they'll swing the ball over to the other side to Suzuki. Brooklyn with the ball. Going to dribble to the head of the key. And they kick it off in the corner. Iberg left wide open. That's usually a sign you're going to get 3 points, but that one goes hard off the iron. However, she gets her own rebound. Back to Mitchell. She'll go down the lane, left side, off the glass, and good. Gwen Mitchell with a nice power move across the lane, and it's 24-10, and Coach Kevin Gray says we need a timeout. 4:20 to go here in the third quarter, and the Comets have opened up a 24-10 lead over the Gillespie Miners. We'll take a break. We'll be back after these messages on WSMI. Following the timeout, it'll be Gillespie ball, 4:20 to go, third quarter, 24-10. I'm Gary Boker, sitting up here on the perch. Jennifer Graham, she's back in the studio doing both games of our doubleheader tonight. Pass comes in to Link. Her shot's no good. Funneman comes up with a big rebound. Back the other way go the white-clad Comets. They're in their white uniforms with the blue numerals. Gillespie in their black uniforms with the orange and black. Orange and white trim, I should say. The foul going to be called on Shelby Taylor. She gets caught with her hand in the cookie jar. That's the first team foul on the Miners here in the second half. Inside, it'll go to Iberg. Iberg gives it off to Mitchell, and Mitchell has really caught fire. She must like that rim down at the other end. After scoring only 2 points in the first half, she's put in 3 buckets here in the third quarter. Give her 8 for the game, makes it 26-10. Comets with a commanding 16-point lead. Pass goes down low. As there was almost a steal there by Suzuki. But she traveled as she came away, so no harm, no foul. The Miners will maintain possession. Taylor is going to inbound under her own basket at the 3:27 mark as the Miners trail by 16. Long pass all the way into the backcourt to Hannah Barrett. Barrett retrieves it, and then she'll bring it across midcourt. 2-3 zone for the Comets. Taylor with the ball over on the wing. up top. It'll go to Niemeyer into the ball game. Now back over to the other side, looking for Link. Link going to give it off to Barrett. Barrett goes to the free throw line, stops and pops, and gets the drop for Hannah Barrett, her first points of the game. Give her two, makes it 26-12. That is the first 2 points of the second half for the Miners, and it took them nearly 5 minutes to find the range. Now it's Mitchell. Off the iron this time, a little bit short. Off the left it goes, out of bounds. They're going to say last touch by Greenville. So the Miners trailing 26-12 will get the ball back with 2:49 to go here in the third quarter. Comes in to Shelby Taylor. She's got Link sitting over there on one wing. And Emily Schoen there with her. They'll swing the ball up top as it goes into the hands of Madison Niemeyer. Niemeyer back to Barrett. Now they'll look inside for Schoen. Schoen in a double team, picks it up, gets it out to Taylor, and they'll reset the offense. Taylor sets them up and puts Link at a high post. They'll get the ball to her at the free throw line. She'll swing it over on the wing to Madison Niemeyer. Barrett then with a shot, no good, rebounds up, and it's no good. As on the rebound, that was Emily Schoen, and that shot won't go either. Now they fight for the loose ball. It goes out of bounds. They're going to say last touched by the orange and the black. So it'll be Comets ball as we approach the final 2 minutes of the third quarter. In case you just joined us, game number one saw Hillsboro defeat Carnivale's girls to the tune of 43-30. And here in our second contest, with 100 seconds to go in the third quarter, Greenville with a 26-12 lead over the Gillespie Miners. Over on the wing, it goes to Emily Schoen. Now it comes up to the top to Link. Link now gives the ball off to Barrett. As they reset, now the pass is deflected, but Barrett's able to retrieve it. She'll go stop and pop from 10 off the iron. No good. Mitchell comes up with yet another rebound. Gwen Mitchell is having a good game, but she's having an outstanding third quarter. She has 6 points in the quarter, 8 points in the game, and more than that as far as number of rebounds as well. Now the pass comes over on the wing as it's given to Iberg, and on a reach-in foul, Barrett going to get caught. So Hannah's going to pick up. Her first. And now we'll have some substitutions. Byers is coming into the ball game. Bertolino is coming back into the ball game, and Hayes is coming into the ball game. As Barrett, Link, and Schoen will take a rest for the Miners. 1 minute to go, third quarter. Oh, a nice Euro step through the middle for Katie Campbell, but the shot will not go. Miners come away with it. Taylor bringing the ball down quickly. Over in a corner, it goes to Bertolino. She'll fire that three. She'll get bottom of the net. Grace Bertolino did not touch the metal. Nothing but net on that three for her. Gives her 7 points for the game. Makes it 26-15. Heading down the lane. Ball goes out of bounds. They're going to say it was last touch by the Comets. So that turnover, number seven, on Greenville, we'll give the ball back to the Miners, trailing by 11. They trailed by 10 at halftime. 25 seconds to go. They'll go to Byers at the head of the key. Now she goes to the elbow, gives the ball off to Bertolino. Bertolino just hit a three, but she passes up this one, gives the ball over on the wing to Hayes. Hayes back up top, goes to Niemeyer, back to Taylor for three. It won't go, but she gets her own rebound. Back to Bertolino. That's the spot, and she gets a shot to drop. Grace Bertolino stepping on the same board. Gets her second three in a row. Makes it 26-18 as we go into the final couple seconds. Quarter shots up and rolls out. No good. And that's the way the third quarter ends. 26-18. Greenville with an 8-point lead over the Gillespie Miners. Back with the fourth quarter after these messages from WSMI. As we head to the fourth quarter, it's a 26-18 lead for the Greenville Comets. As we look at the Comets' individual scoring, Gwen Mitchell with 8, Natalie Iberg with 8, and Abby Susan Bach with 8, the other 2 points from Katie Campbell. But that's some pretty good balanced scoring for the Comets. Grace Bertolino, thanks to those 2 threes in the third quarter, leading the way for the Miners with 10 points. But they trail here by 8 and will get the ball first to start the fourth quarter. Barrett, dribbling between the circles, being guarded by Iberg, gets the ball into Byers. Byers at the elbow, gives the ball back up top. She'll give it back up top to Niemeyer. Now they'll swing it over, and down it goes to Bertolino inside the three-point line, but the same result. She gets the shot to drop from about 14 feet. Give her a dozen points on the night. Make this a six-point ball game. Coming back the other way is Susan Bach. Now off to Iberg. Iberg to Mitchell. Mitchell wanted to drive baseline. She gets shut off there by Byers, so she'll swing it back up top. Off to Funneman between the circles. Over on the wing, she'll go to Susan Bach. Susan Bach going to drive to the free throw line and then try to dish it off, but it's going to be deflected and stolen by the Miners. And that time it was Sydney Byers doing an outstanding job of getting a hand on that and then chasing it down. So now the Miners, who have trailed all night long, find themselves trailing by 6. This is the closest they've been for a while. Shots up and good, bottom of the net for Michaela Hayes. And don't look now, but the Miners have caught fire from three-point range here in the second half. They have 3 threes, and they have drawn back to within 3, 26-23. Now it's Iberg down the side, and she has the ball thrown away, stripped away, I should say. Turnover number 9 gives the ball back to the Miners. With a trade, they can tie this one up. They trailed by 3 at the end of one quarter. They trailed by 10 at halftime. They trailed by 8 after 3. And now the deficit is 3. Bertolino with the ball over on the wing. Down in the corner it goes to Barrett. Barrett looked at the shot and decided she would go inside to Byers. Byers turns. Byers shoots off the glass. Won't go. Mitchell going to be called for the foul. Byers with a good job there of turning, squaring up, going to the hole. Draws the foul on Gwen Mitchell. This will be the first free throw for the Miners tonight. Byers eyes it, tries it, and buys it. 2-point deficit. Can she get him to within 1? She gets the ball, takes 3, dribbles, eyes it, tries it, and buys it. 2 for 2 from the charity stripe is Sydney Byers. That's her first 2 points of the ball game. Draws the Miners to within 1 with 6 minutes to go. Now Barrett, she's hounding Iberg, trying to get the ball away. Instead, she'll run into a double team, and her helper is going to be called for the foul. No, they're going to call that one on Barrett. So Hannah's going to pick up the foul. That'll be her second. And so the Comets will inbound, and they'll go 4 wide on the block, in the corner. Inbounds pass, returned to Iberg. Iberg to Mitchell. Mitchell trying to go inside. She tried to go through the double team, and as she did, she slid her foot a couple more times. That's not a Euro step. That's a Euro mistake. Turnover number 10. So Greenville with 10 turnovers. The Miners with 10 turnovers. That's pretty close. 26-25. Greenville with a 1-point lead. That's pretty close. Miners with a chance to take the lead for the first time tonight. We shall see as Bertolino has the ball. She'll swing it back over to Barrett. Barrett now going to dish it off to Niemeyer and has it stolen away. Turnover number 11 on the Miners comes at the most inopportune time. 5:30 to go. Iberg just inside the 3-point line. Off the iron, it will go. Fighting for the rebound, coming away with it, is Susan Bach. Back to Mitchell. 4-2, gave her 2. It was awfully close to a 3-point shot just inside the 3-point line. But that's 10 points on the night for Mitchell. Makes it 28-25, Greenville by 3. We head to the 5-minute mark of the fourth quarter. Game number 1 tonight saw Hillsboro defeat Carlinville 43-30. Game number 2, it's going down to the wire. Bertolino in the corner, little too long, little too strong. Coming away with the rebound is Natalie Iberg. Comets head back the other way. Inside 5 minutes we go. Pass to Funneman. She'll swing it over to Mitchell. Mitchell at the elbow goes into the corner to Susan Bach. Back to Mitchell. She'll spin. She'll go left side. Off the iron. No good. Coming up with the rebound, however, is the Comets. This shot won't go. And going to be a foul called. Fighting for the second rebound. And this one, I believe, is going to go against Abby Susan Bach. That will be her first. 4:37 to go in the fourth quarter. Inside the five-minute mark means we've got a mask timeout. Greenville, 28. Gillespie, 25. Back after these messages on WSMI. Jennifer Graham, our producer, produced the first game tonight, which saw Hillsboro defeat Carlinville in girls action, 43-30. Here in game two, yep, she's producing this one as well. It's 28-25 in favor of Greenville following the mask timeout at 4:37. Remind you tomorrow, Illinois and Michigan State on the Ox at 105.3. And, hey, if you're trying to figure out this busy schedule we're going to have for the rest of the week, all you have to do is go to WSMIRadio.com. Doubleheaders galore coming up Wednesday and Friday and Saturday. Check it out, WSMIRadio.com. Barrett with the ball following the timeout. She'll swing the ball over to Byers. Byers holds it up, and then she'll give it off to Hayes. Hayes doing a little wibble drive there. She gets the ball in to Link. Back up top it goes to Bertolino. Her shot off back iron will not go. Coming away with the rebound is Katie Campbell, the 5'10 freshman for the Comets. Off to Mitchell. Mitchell thinks about it at the head of the key. She wants to shoot that shot, but then she says, no, I better not. She'll try the backdoor pass, and the off-balance shot, no good. Foul going to be called, and I think this one's going to go against Keaton Link. And she was just in the... Nope, they're going to call it on Byers, I believe. Did they say 33 or 23? In any event, it didn't go on Link. The free throw is up, and it's good by Iberg. Gives her 9 points on the night. She'll get another free throw. That foul indeed was registered against Grace Bertolino. Iberg's second free throw is good as well. So she eyed them both. She tried them both, and she bought them both. 30-25. The lead has swelled to 5 for the Greenville Comets. We go inside 4 minutes. We're down to 3:45 and counting. Barrett with the ball gives it up to Byers between the circles. Byers looking inside to see where Link is. She's up at the elbow. Now they'll go over on the wing here to Bertolino. Bertolino is going to take it on a dribble, swing it back over to Barrett for 3. Off the iron, no good. Sealing off the rebound, Abby Susenbach. Good job there of sealing off the Gillespie defenders. Now it's the Comets ball with 3:25 to go. They can't set on this lead. They've got to stay aggressive, but they want to make sure the shots they take are good shots. And Gillespie wants to make sure they keep the pressure on defensively. Mitchell with a turnaround. Beautiful play there as she pivoted to the inside, then rolled back to the outside. She got the shot to drop on an outstanding power move, and she'll go to the free throw line to attempt to complete the old-fashioned three-point play. That foul's going to go against Byers. That'll be her third. Mitchell eyes it, tries it, and buys it. I've been very impressed with this 5'11 senior, Gwen Mitchell. She's been averaging about 13 points a game, and guess what? Tonight, she has 13 points. 3 minutes and counting, 33-25. Greenville with the lead. Barrett with the ball, off to Link. Ooh, Link was able to get Bertolino the ball. Instead, she goes to Byers. Byers' shot will not go, and Funneman comes away with the rebound for the Comets. They'll go the other way as that's Katie Campbell in the game. She has the ball and kicks it off on the wing. Now it goes back to the other side to Mitchell. 4-3. Off the iron hard. Coming up with the rebound is Iberg. Iberg with a reverse layup will not go. Fighting for the rebound. Ooh, another sliding one there as Bertolino had the ball, and as she was sliding to the floor, she was able to get rid of it and get it to a teammate, Michaela Hayes. Outstanding play there by Bertolino. Off to Link it goes, now to Barrett. Barrett thinking about a three. Instead, she'll pick it up, give it off to Bertolino. Bertolino's way out behind the three-point line. Gives it up to Byers. Byers looking for a cutter inside. Instead, she'll go for the three-point shot over on the wing. It goes off the top of the backboard, and it's saved there. Oh, I thought there was a timeout called, and nobody gave him the timeout. Coach Gray thought his girl was falling out of bounds. He requested a timeout with an official I thought was pretty close to him. Coach Gray's beside himself. He can't figure out why he didn't get the timeout when he requested it with his team or his player having control of the ball. I think the official's trying to say when you called it, they didn't have control of the ball. And Coach Gray is, being very boisterous, expressing his opinion. in a very professional way. But I have to agree, this announcer thought he should have gotten the timeout because there was an official right close to him, and the Miners did have control of the ball. But I guarantee you, in his long and illustrious coaching career, he's had more than one of those calls go against him. And he'll back up, get his team into the huddle, and he'll work on making sure they are ready to go play some ball when this timeout is over. Timeout on the floor, 1:53 to go, fourth quarter. Greenville 33, Gillespie 25, back after these messages on WSMI. Here we go, folks. 1:53 to go. The Comets have an 8-point lead and the ball. The Miners in this half have committed 5 team fouls, so if they want to be putting the Comets on the free throw line, they're going to have to make a couple more fouls before they get them there. On the evening, however, the Comets are 3-for-4 from the free throw line, including 3-for-3 here in the fourth quarter. Mitchell with the ball in the far corner. Oh, what quick hands there, as getting in there was Emily Schoen, and she simply picked her pocket clean. Turnover number 11 gives the Miners another chance. Link from the baseline will not go. Fighting for the rebound, coming up with it is Michaela Hayes. Back it goes to Link. She'll try to get the ball inside to Schoen. Schoen's shot is deflected. It doesn't go out of bounds. It's saved by the Miners. They'll reset. Shots up by Hayes. Bottom of the net. She not only gets their second three of the game, but she gets a pat on the back from coach as she heads back down on defense. 33-28. Don't go away. We're heading to the final minute. It's a 5-point game. Greenville with the lead and the ball. Off it goes to Campbell. Campbell on the dribble being guarded by Taylor. Now up top. Going to be a foul call. Yes, I think they are going to call a foul. They're going to be a little bit of a ticky-tacky one, but I think the Miners were kind of thinking we need to get the clock stopped and we need to get them to the free throw line. Hayes will get called for the foul. That'll be her first. That'll be the team's sixth. So Greenville will be in the bonus now as we go into the final 50 seconds. Now the Miners going to have to ratchet it up on defense. They can't just sit back now. They've got to get a turnover. They're trailing by 5. Mitchell with the ball. She's being guarded there by Schoen. Now she'll give the ball off over on the wing to Campbell. Campbell goes down the side. Nope, it was passed off to Susenbach. And as Susenbach goes over to the sideline, going to be a foul called against Shelby Taylor. Shelby knew we had to stop the clock, so she draws the foul. And that'll send Abby Susenbach to the free throw line to shoot the one and. 35.6 seconds to go, still 33-28, Greenville by 5. Susenbach will eye the first, try the first, and buy the first. Very calm, very collected, very confident. Susenbach with 9, looking for her 10th point of the night. She'll eye it again. She'll try it again. Nope, this one goes off left iron. Coming away with it quickly is Link. Keaton comes down the floor quickly. She wants to drive. It's shut off, so she'll have to kick the ball over to the other side. Off in the wing it goes. Shots up by Hayes. Way too long. Bertolino's tripped as she's going to get the ball, and they're going to say out of bounds, last touch by the Comets. So the Miners get a break there. And they will have the ball with 21 seconds to go. Trailing by 6, and Coach Kevin Gray says, we've got to set up our strategy here for the final 21 seconds. Trailing 34-28, Miners ball when we come back after these messages on WSMI. Jennifer Graham, our producer, I'm Gary Boker. We have been enjoying some outstanding high school basketball this evening. Hope you have as well on WSMI. Game number 1 tonight saw Hillsboro defeat Carlinville, ladies game. 43-30. Here it is Greenville 34, Gillespie 28. Gillespie ball with 21 seconds to go. They'll inbound on the sideline. Bertolino cuts through. She's the first cutter. She'll get the ball up top, three-point line. She's being hounded there by Iberg. Now they'll try to get the ball inside, and it won't go because they was shut down there, so Byers has to kick it back up top. Inside 10 seconds to go. Link shots no good. I think the time is going to run out, as there's going to be a foul called against the Miners. And this one's going to go against Grace Bertolino. We'll credit the Comet defense in the last 20 seconds there because they made it super difficult for the Miners to get into any kind of a set and get any kind of a good shot. Now they'll walk the other way. Susenbach will shoot to 1-1, and this is going to seal the deal with 4.9 seconds to go. She'll take a few dribbles. She'll eye the first. Oh, it goes off the iron. Coming away with the rebound was Hayes. She'll dribble down. Link with a long three at the buzzer. It won't go, and that's our final score. Greenville wins this one 34-28. The Gillespie Miners go down to defeat, but I guarantee you they gave it all their all tonight and left it all out there on the floor. Outstanding high school basketball. Final score, Greenville 34, Gillespie 28. Be back to recap after these messages on WSMI. Well, our final from here at Greenville High School is the Comets 34 and the Gillespie Miners 28. A game that saw Greenville open up a three-point lead after one quarter. They had the score doubled on the Miners 20-10 at halftime. They still led 26-18 at the end of three quarters. The Miners came all the way back to get within one, but they couldn't get any closer, and the Comets hang on to win this one 34-28. For the Gillespie Miners, Grace Bertolino led the way with 12 points, including a pair of threes. Then it was 6 points on a pair of threes for Michaela Hayes, and then 4 points for Emily Schoen, 2 points each for Keaton Link, 2 points for Sydney Byers, and 2 points for Hannah Barrett. Quarters of 4, 6, 8, and 10. The Miners were 2 for 2 from the free throw line, didn't shoot a free throw until the fourth quarter, made both of those. They committed 11 turnovers on the game, and the Miners see their overall season record drop to 2-5 on the season, 0-3 in South Central Conference play. Next up for the Gillespie Miners, they will have a home encounter with the Litchfield Purple Panthers on Wednesday night. For the victorious Greenville Comets, who see their record improve to 5-2 overall, 3-0 in conference play, they were led by Gwen Mitchell, a very quiet first half in which she scored only 2 points, but in the second half she had 11 points, 6 in the third quarter, 5 in the fourth quarter. She finished with a game-high 13 points, Gwen Mitchell. Natalie Iberg in double figures as well, as she chipped in with 10, 9 points for Abby Susenbach, and 2 points for Katie Campbell off the bench. Quarters of 7, 13, 6, and 8. The Comets were 4 for 7 from the free throw line tonight, committed 11 turnovers. As we said, they see their overall season record improve to 5-2. And their conference mark at 3-0. Next up for the Greenville Comets, they are at Hillsboro on Wednesday night. Well, that's going to about do it for this evening here, the high school doubleheader that we have had the privilege of bringing to you. Girls action on Monday night. Game number 1 saw Hillsboro defeat Carlinville 43-30. Game number 2 saw the Greenville Comets defeat the Gillespie Miners 34-28. We want to take this opportunity to thank all of the fine folks here at Greenville. They make us feel so at home once we show up here. They take care of everything that we need, give us a good vantage point, and they give us some pretty good basketball as well, too. And, of course, thanks to our sponsors, without whom we would not be able to bring you these high school athletic events. Special thanks goes back to the studio to Jennifer Graham for producing tonight's action, both games of our doubleheader. Once again, our final scores of tonight's action on WSMI, game number 1 of the girls' doubleheader, Hillsboro 43, Carlinville 30. Game number 2 saw Greenville defeat Gillespie 34-28. One final time from Greenville High School, this is Gary Volker saying so long from the hard court.